This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it just takes lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity.
And that's right, yeah, Dr. Joe is in.
Yeah, you don't want to. You definitely don't want to take any psychological or medical advice from me, let me tell you what. Seriously. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do so much appreciate the time that you do spend with me. And I know you could, what you could be listening to, 7,285 other shows, but you've chosen this one, and I really do appreciate that. Head up on our website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. Should be doing up there, actually. And again, I do appreciate your time. This story doesn't amaze me. Not at all, not in the least. You know, I don't know. It might you, but it doesn't me. And you know why Donald Trump surges again. This isn't from last year. This is now. You can't slow this guy down. I'm telling you. I think... I think Donald could walk up to the Pope in the middle of New York City and kick him in the knee, and he would surge another 36 points, don't you? So Trump surges 36 points with millennials after exposing Clinton sex scandals. I think this is wonderful. Since March, he's just been climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing against her. But here's what I think he ought to do. You guys may not agree with me, but I'm really not looking for validation here. So he's already done, you heard the ad earlier. He's already done what? He's already done this, you know, once or twice or what have you. He's done one ad already, bringing in people that her husband assaulted, sexually assaulted, and got away with, and she defended him. Now, some of those people on the far left are going, well, you know, it just shows you how committed they are to each other. They're willing to keep the marriage together no matter what. Yeah, I mean, no matter the fact that he gets on planes and he goes down to 12-year-old island, you know, get himself some nice, ripe young ladies, young girls, your daughter, 12 years old. Come on, think about that. Close your eyes, think about that. Think about that slob playing around with your daughter. Yeah, played around. He's serious. Okay? I mean, think about this. And that's okay. And she defends that. You know, let that play out in your head. But here's what I think he ought to do. If he really wants to take this thing home, you know, take it all the way through. You know all the debates that we saw, and they were up on stage and they were doing their thing and they were answering questions. Right? Here's what I think he ought to do. I think he ought to grab, I don't know, I know there's hundreds of them, but let's keep it. You know, they don't make stages that big. Let's grab a dozen of these women that he's assaulted, and let's put them up there behind podiums. And I think you should ask him questions. Like, so what do you do when a man, you know, grabs your shirt in an unwanted manner and tries to take it off, you know, while you're in his office? What do you do? Oh, that's happened to you? Why don't you let us know about it? See, I would do that. I think that would be a great 90-minute debate, don't you? But they would debate. They would be debating as to whether Bill sexually assaulted them or not, and what Hillary did to help them. Come on. I'd actually pay to watch. That would be one of the first pay-per-views I ever put money down on. What do you think? No? Not with me? Anyhow. All right, so to go on. A new ABC News Washington Post poll shows a close contest in the presidential election preference with Republicans lining up behind Donald Trump as their party's presumptive nominee. Now, while the continued Democratic race is keeping Hillary Clinton's side more unsettled, greater voter registration among Republicans is one factor. Clinton's 6-point lead among all adults, 48 to 42% in the general election matchup. So, you know, it's funny. They say greater voter registration among Republicans is one factor. People are jumping ship from the Democratic Party to Republicans. These are things the Democrats never thought would happen. Never. People switching parties so they can vote for Donnie. People never thought that would happen either. Matter of fact, it's funny because some of my Republican friends who, I'm sorry, being very stupid about this, some of my Republican friends, well, they're only switching to vote for Donald. Yeah, okay, so what? I don't need them to buy in, fall in love with the Republican premise, but what I do need them to do is vote for a Republican and keep voting for Republicans. Now, it's a dead heat among registered voters, 46% for Trump, 44% for Hillary Clinton. And that's regardless of the contest. It's tightened up considerably since March. Now that we know who's going to be, we presume it's her. Now we know which one is going to be. You're going to see these polls tighten and jump around and what have you. Now, they say Clinton has led by more registered voters by 9 points. And I don't know what that means. Why would you ask somebody not registered to vote if they'd vote for Trump? It's kind of a waste of time and money, isn't it? Now, Trump is now in a virtual dead heat with her because of the 18 to 29-year-olds. Think about that. He is winning over the millennials. Okay, and I know some of you are gonna get emails about this, but you know what? Don't kill electrons for no real reason. She sounds like she's screeching most of the time. And when she talks about what she's gonna do, you talk about being vague. We already, you know, the stuff that she talks about doing. We've already been through this. We'll hit the voter preference groups on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. Seriously.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Times 5 premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Hey, man, I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, back you go. Go ahead, Daniel. Yeah.
I love this stuff. I'm Joe Bassini, your host.
I ain't going to school.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, thanks so much for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, be part of the conversation. It's cool. It's good. And, you know, as I said, it's open mic. I don't care what you, what or how or when or where or why you want to talk about. Seriously. I'm always in the mood to talk about just about anything. And I think, look, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, usually. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. But here's the deal. I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to hear what you have to say. I still may not agree with you. But I'm still willing to listen to what you have to say. So, you know, when it comes to this kind of stuff... I, again, I, you got to get involved with other people. You got to go out of your way to put yourself in uncomfortable situations where you're talking to people that you know you're dead sure you're not on the same page with. That's how you find out where they're, how they come at things, what they're thinking about. So, we were talking about Donald Trump and how he has surged among millennials. And I think it's a good thing. You know, it means that, and they're turned off, God bless America, they are turned off by Billy Boy's sexual antics with other women. Now, he's made a 36-point swing in 1 month. So that's, let's take a look at this. For the whole thing, in May, Clinton was at 44%, Trump was at 46%. In March, Clinton was at 50%, he was at 41%. As far as men went, can we still call them men? Are they going to be able to still do these polls? Yeah, I know, they're going to have to stop, huh? You're not going to be able to do men or women, white. Well, I guess you'll always be able to do white. You just won't be able to do black or Hispanic or anything else. Right? So men were, 38. So think about these numbers. So men in March, 43% were going for Clinton, 48% for Trump. You want to slide into May, 34%. She's dropped almost 10 points. In men, 56% now going for Trump. He gained almost those 10 points. In March, women were at 56 for her, 35 for him. She's dropped slightly only, but she still dropped. 52 for her, 38 for him. And then as far as whites go, of course he'd get the white vote, right? Because he's an old white guy. But in March, she was getting 40. He was getting 49. In May, she's getting 33. She dropped 7 points. He went up 8 points. So he picked up a couple of the whites that were sitting around not trying to figure out what to do. In March, she had the not, I love the way they do this, the non-white vote. She had 73% of the non-white vote in March, 19% to him. Now he's got 21% and she's got 69%. Isn't that good of her? I know, that's not right, is it? It's okay, I can live with it. In March, 18 to 29-year-olds, she had 64, he had 25. 30 to 39-year-olds, she had 54, he had 37. Sliding into May, 18 to 29, she has 45. She's dropped almost 20 points. Do you understand how 30 days? Now, Bernie's been kicking her butt. There's been plenty of times. She was up 50 points, 60 points on him. And then they show up on election day and they're at zero. You know, he whips her or she barely beats him. So coming into May, she's now at 45. She dumped 20 points on these millennials. He's picked up 20 points. So they are making the change. 30 to 39, she's dropped 4. He's only picked up 2. But still picking them up. So they are moving. People are moving over to his side. They're looking at what the Dems have to offer, and that's what they're looking at. They're looking at what the Dems have to offer. Now, Red Alert Politics is reporting that Clinton support among young voters, ages 18 to 20, has dropped almost 20% since March, and Trump has gained them. Rush Limbaugh said the other day that Trump's strategy has been amazingly effective with millennials who never heard of the Clinton sex scandals. He's so right. These young people are so turned off by any of this negativity, by anything that shows that you know, somebody's mean and a bully and, you know, maybe they didn't create enough safe spaces for these others. When they hear about what Clinton is doing or has done, or how she's covered up for her husband, it's turning them off. Rush says, you know, I tell you the way you look at this. You really want to know how to look at this? As far as the millennials are concerned, Donald Trump is running negative ads about Hillary. Or is Donald Trump doing the job the American media refuses to do? That's what's going on. Is Donald Trump telling people who don't know things they don't know that the media won't tell them? Or is he engaged in just smears? And I think the odds are it's going to be seen as the opposite. I think it's going to be seen as Trump doing the job the American media and the Republican Party won't do. Look, folks, I predicted a long time ago the millennials would be appalled to learn about the Clintons' past. To me, it's a no-brainer, especially women millennials and how Trump is reaching out to them, educating them. By the way, according to the ABC Washington Post poll, Trump just swung a lot of millennials over to his side. 36%, that is. You know, that wasn't the best Rush impression, but the fact that, again, see, this is why him being a businessman is such a plus. He's looking at what the people want. He's looking at what the people need. He's, from a media standpoint, he's trying to figure out how to get that over to them, how to get the message to him, and he's just doing it. Right? Now, the old-timers are sitting around going, well, you know, this doesn't work. You can't talk about, you know, his past transgressions. Nobody knows about him. And, you know, it doesn't really mean what it means before. And Hillary's a shoo-in. There's no way she's going to lose. Now even the old Democratic strategists are going, oh, my God, this race can't be called because we don't know what's going on. It's never happened like this before. And the media's going to hide everything they can. You know what I'm saying here? Anyway, you know, really, you got to reach out to the millennials. That's where my head's at. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. I mean, go nowhere. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You can sit down now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spend with me. I'm telling you, maybe I'll have somebody on. I know one person. I'm not telling you who it is, from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Maybe I can get them to come on some night, try to tell us how much fun they were having, maybe. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. You know what? Head up to the website, therealside.com. You know, I just really, truly, really appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversations. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I do so much appreciate the time that you're involved. I don't mean just talking to us on Twitter or Facebook or in the chat room or what have you, but actually involved in the conversation. So let me see. Where was I? There you go. Let me get back to it. We were talking about Donald Trump's lead, but I think it's really great. Is the fact that it's the sex scandals that are driving the millennials nuts. It gives me new hope that they actually care. You know what I'm saying? That they're actually paying attention. That they actually care. So I want to go back to, I mean, think about how much jumping around. I mean, she has lost 20 points. She did this with the old white nut, the professor. What's his name? Sanders. She had him by 70 points. So I think it was the New Hampshire primary or whatever it was. and he killed her. So again, leading with 18 to 29. Or, I'm sorry, not leading, as close. I want you to think about this. In March, she had the millennials by 64%, or 64 to his 25. Sound familiar? Now coming into May, or at the end of May, the millennials are 45-42. Give another 2 weeks, you'll have them. right? And she just continually sounds like an old politician. Not an old white politician, not an old white lady. I didn't say any of that. You did. She just sounds like an old politician. It never stops. And even, again, the fact that these young people were not aware of what he has done. I don't see how anybody could think he's sexy. I don't see how anybody sees him as, heck, I don't even know how to say it. I don't know how anybody sees anything in him. Yeah. See, you know what? Where I used to live, I would get in trouble for this, but whatever. There was this woman that used to run out from time to time. I think her chickens got loose or whatever. And she used to run out. Here's deer running up the driveway. And for those guys on the East Coast, remember those old-fashioned snow boots? They were rubber, and they had these metal clips. And you'd have to slide the clip through and then snap it into place. And she'd be running up the driveway. She'd have a pair of pants on, and she'd have a skirt over the pants, and she'd have those boots on, and two or three coats. And she just, you know what I'm talking about. She looked like one of those people. No, that one wasn't my mother. Pretty darn close, though. But she would be running up the driveway, calling her chickens like they're dogs, and they're going to come running back to her. But I was thinking, it's not Montana in the middle of the wintertime. What is this lady dressed up for? They weren't galoshes. I don't think they were. You might be right in the chat room. See, I told you there's smart people in the chat room. But, she would run out with those on. And I'm thinking to myself, as long as I don't see an axe in her hand or a machete, I'm cool. Yes, there's one or two people in my family that would exactly do that. So I wasn't that wigged out by it. But it was a scene out of a movie, really, seriously. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. But that sometimes Hillary looks like that. She looks like she's two sentences from going off the real deep end. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's pick on, who else can I pick on here tonight? I did that one. I love these stories. I did the $8 million protest, right? What else do we have? I just had it up in front of me a second ago. Oh, there we go. There it is. I love this. I mean, what you and I consider to be normal and natural, you've got these academics or these guys, these whacktoids that run some of these schools. Yes. They're not all whacktoids, but we do have some of them that run some of these schools. And they go crazy over regulations. I don't know if regulations make them feel better. You think that's what it is? You think maybe it makes them feel better? So the school bans, this particular school decided to ban playground whistles. Now, you're sitting here saying to yourself, what could be wrong with a playground whistle, right? Well, these administrators have decided they're too aggressive. Some children may be afraid of noise. Do you see where we've gone? Do you see what we're doing to these people, these young people? I want them afraid of noise. I want them to hear that truck coming at them, and I want them to be afraid. It's happened over in England. A teacher sits at St. Monica's Catholic School in Buckinghamshire is speaking out after school officials banned employees from using whistles on the playground. Now, for decades, Pamela Cunningham said that teachers and staff have used whistles to gather the students after recess. But school officials recently banned the practice because the aggressive noise may hurt their sensibilities. Can we get a medical doctor in to talk about this stuff? I mean, seriously. We can encourage them to question their sexuality at 7. We can encourage them to question whether they're male or female at 6. But the noise from a whistle is too aggressive and will hurt their sensibilities? At the primary school where I've worked for more than 26 years, the writer says, the blowing of the whistle to the signal the end of the playtime has now been banned. Cunningham wrote in a letter to the County Line magazine, it's thought to be too aggressive for some children may be afraid of the noise. We now have to raise a hand in the air and hope that the children, all 120 of them, can see it and stop playing. God forbid we should have to gather the children in an emergency. Can you see it now? Somebody just wrote, British nuts? We do stuff like this. The kid's running out to the street. Can you see the teacher raising the hand and, like, stop? Yeah, that's going to work, right? Manchester University psychologist Emma Kenny told the Daily News that the new rule really doesn't make any sense. Thank God. A person with two brain cells to rub together. I don't know where the basis of the evidence has come from, but if a child is taught the alarm system, there's no reason for it to be feared, she said. Loud bangs can be intimidating to children, but we need to let them know they shouldn't be afraid of loud noises. Being afraid of them isn't realistic. I'm sorry, wait a minute. This can't be possible. The school administration must know much better than a psychologist. I think we are at a time where health and safety is fundamentally eradicating childhood. Listen, I always say this. I know some of you guys write me some stupid stuff, so don't bother because I don't really read it. But the when we were kids, yes, I know, back when we used stone tablets and chisels to write. When we were kids, we fell off of monkey bars, and you know what we bounced on? Not 2-inch rubber mats. We bounced on concrete and on tar. And let me tell you what, I bounced well, even at that age. Okay, you know this, you know when you were on the swings and you were swinging as high as you could? Guess what? Some fell off, and they got stitches. Terrible, terrible thing to get as a child. But you know what you learn from that? That you learn that sometimes, no matter how bad the situation is, when you get hurt, things happen. When you get stitches, you're still going to live. When you get a lump, a bump, or a broken bone, guess what? You come out of it. I mean, what are you going to do? You going to wrap your kid in bubble wrap before he goes to school? This is what we've gotten to. We've got parents, and you know what? It's not healthy parenting to think that you can or try to protect your child around every corner from everything. It doesn't work. And I can't protect you from commercials. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We will be back shortly. Don't go far. I want to finish this up.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Isn't that just like a WAP brings a knife to a gunfight?
That's it. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can always go back and grab the first hour from last night if you were techno-savvy there in the chat room. It ain't that hard. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and really, I honestly do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and there are smarter people than I in the chat room, as you just heard. Now, let's get back to it. This is where, I love this stuff. I think this stuff is hilarious. You've got a school administrator who decides that blowing a whistle is too aggressive for children. These are who are making your decisions most of the time. And what you really need to do is start questioning them and start getting people like this university psychologist, Emma Kenney, who basically said, what are you people out of your minds? There's no evidence that proves that this is a bad thing. As a matter of fact, if a child is taught the alarm system, you know what that means. Instead of just blowing a whistle, I'd like to know how many kids out of the 120 went to the school officials, went to their mom, their dad, and said, this scares me. I don't want to do this. This is petrifying. I don't know. I'm asking. Now, she went on to say, the psychologist went on to say, loud bangs can be intimidating to children, but we need to let them know that they shouldn't be afraid of loud noises. But she wants us to parent? What is that all about? Teach your kids about these things. Teach them about loud noises. See, you know, if you've got one of those children, every time there's a noise outside the window that they're all jumpy and nervous and everything else, you got to work with that child. You know what? You know, some of you are going to get mad at me, but get over it. I remember my kids being petrified of lightning and thunder. At the time, we lived in Lakewood, California. And they were with me, and we were sitting in the house, and they were freaking out. Right? And I got so nuts about it. I got so mad about it, I finally went outside with them. Yes, that's right. I went outside on the back porch, and we sat there. And I sat with them. I had two on each side of me. And I made them sit through the thunderstorm. And, you know, if we got hit by lightning, we'd all fried together. It would have been fine. But what I'm saying is, we sat out there, and every time the lightning went off or the thunder went off, I'd look at them afterward and say, okay, so what happened? What was that? What damage? What happened? And I got to tell you something. After that night, either they were petrified to say anything, which I'm okay with too, or it really did help them. And it helped them to the point where they were never, if I say never, I know I'm going to get slapped around here, but they were not afraid. Were not. How about not never? But they weren't afraid of this anymore. It wasn't like, oh my God, it's going to thunder and lightning. It's like, oh, man, whatever, so what? So it gets to the point where you got to teach your kids about this stuff. And sometimes, you know your children. My children were tough kids. So when you dealt with stuff like this, you dealt with it in a tough way. So anyway, the psychologist went on to say that loud bangs, yes, can be intimidating to children, but now see, this is the psychologist, not Joe. But we need to teach them and let them know that there's nothing for them to be afraid of. And then she goes on to say that we're so child health freakish. That's my interpretation, by the way. That loud bang, we're so freakish about eradicating all these things from a child's upbringing or childhood that they don't get to have one. She goes on to say that my many years working with primary schools, and I have yet to find a child who's afraid of a whistle. I would say the same thing. Now, Alan Smithers, professor of Buckingham University, seemed to agree with Kenny when questioned about the whistle ban. We have become extraordinarily oversensitive, he said. Does this mean that children are not going to be able to play football or hockey? That's a good point. I mean, the referees have whistles. Can you imagine that? Your son's part of a hockey game, the referee blows a whistle, he throws his stick down, curls up in a fetal position, and bounces off the walls. Is that really what we're getting to? What about things like the Olympics where they use a starter gun? Wow. I didn't think of that one either. The gun goes off, the kid hits the ground, starts crying. Good job. Kenny said, I think that we are underestimating children. I agree with him. We've forgotten how resilient they are. You know, the one thing that I learned from a psychologist when my kids were very young is that when your child's running along the sidewalk and they fall, and they skin their knees or do whatever, notice that most of the time when they look up at the parent, they're not crying yet. They're not startled yet. They haven't quite figured out what to do yet, right? Now, you got two things you can do. Here's this little child on the ground, hurt. Now, you can go running at that child, screaming with your arms in the air, going, oh, my God, are you okay? Kid can barely speak English, barely speak, and you're asking him or her if they're okay. As you're running towards them, there's this big body coming at them, basically scaring the crap out of them. Or you can do one of two things. If you don't see blood all over the place, you giggle a little bit, you say, you're okay, and you gently and you walk over to the child. Are you okay? Everything good? Right? There's two ways to handle these things. Now, St. Monica's, which serves 467 children, ages 3 to 11, is a good school, he said, according to England's Office for Standards in Education. Parents and carers, I guess that must be teachers, appreciate the strong family ethos, excellent quality of care, and enjoyable learning opportunity provided by the school. The school's whistle ban follows similar bans on seemingly harmless school stuff from a school in Australia that banned students from hugging to a Texas school that banned parents from walking their children to campus. To the recent ban on tossing graduation caps in the air. I know we've done these over and over and over again. And what we just did one the other day about the schools banning valedictorians because it's too competitive. It makes kids feel bad. Most who commented on St. Monica's whistle ban seem to think it's not so great. It's actually a bad sign of the times. Now, according to the English professor, he says it's called the pansification of the country. considering the world we live in today, kids need to be toughened. They need to be toughened up more than ever. If they can't manage a high-pitched noise once a day, what reaction will they get when they look at a newspaper and see some news? You know, really, the head teacher there needs to wake up. And I agree with him. I mean, I agree with the writer. The head teacher there does need to wake up. It is not a kinder, gentler world, people, because you teach your child to hate the things and to push back on the things and to be afraid of these things. Doesn't make life any better. It might for you in your small little world. But there are 8 billion people on the planet. You think you can get them all in line? Ignorant people are going to call you names. Things are going to happen in life. How are you teaching your children how to cope with it? That's what I'd like to know. No, really. How are you teaching your kids how to cope with it? Because most of you want to shelter your kids to the point where they never know what's going on around them. So the first time it happens, they've never seen it happen. They don't know what to do. And you've heard me say this a million times. You've raised the speed bump generation. Right? You turned around, and now you've got these kids to the point where they can't handle a hurdle. They can't handle a hiccup. They can't handle a problem. Curling up in the fetal position and walking away from it all. They can't do it. And it's sad. All right. I'm not going to start another story because I don't have enough time, but it's an election year. I'm going to do what I've been doing off and on now for a while. It's an election year. And you need to make sure that you're helped. Look, call your local, I don't care, Republican, Democrat, whatever, decline the state, whatever headquarters you belong to. All right, you want to get involved. Find out who's running, who you want to get behind, where you want to be. Find out all of that stuff. And get behind them. I don't care if you're making phone calls for them. I don't care if you're walking precincts, dropping stuff at doorways for them, calling friends and relatives, or walking your own neighborhood for that person. Do something. Really that simple. Do something to help get the right person elected. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Get involved, and I mean that. Hop up my website, sign up for our email blast and other things. You're listening to The Real Site on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. Have a great rest of the day.